listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm joined by Chelsea Prince. She had a very interesting idea to use social media, and specifically Instagram, in a way that was not about her, but instead about reaching out to people and encouraging them to read the scriptures. And can you tell me a little bit about that, Chelsea?
Sure. It's been a huge blessing for us, actually. It all actually started with my husband. He, I believe, received inspiration from the Spirit. One day we were laying in bed, and it was right before the new year, and he said, what if we started an Instagram account where people can follow along? We post it every day so that we can finish the Book of Mormon by the end of the year. And we thought, oh, yeah, that would be fun to have friends and family join in. And I would even say, oh, it would be awesome if we could get maybe 100 people to do it with us. And more as we talked about it, as days went on, he really felt like it was something we needed to do. And I kind of came up with the idea to incorporate questions with it to kind of help kind of gear conversation and have people comment. And both of us seemed to post it, and then it just took off like wildfire, and people started reposting it, and people got excited, and today there's over 50,000 people reading the Book of Mormon together.
Did you ever even imagine, 50,000 people follow that account on Instagram and are following along? That's incredible.
It is incredible. No, it's nothing we ever imagined. Like I said, I joked around saying it'd be awesome if we got 100 people, and now there's people creating meetups and having lunch together and friendships that have formed, or people have even told us that it really has changed their life, that after 30 years of being members of the church, they're finally reading the Book of Mormon for the first time, and that they're gaining greater insight from the scriptures that they've never had before, and that they now have friendships that are lasting forever, too. It's blown our mind, and I really feel like the Lord's hand definitely was in it, because it's nothing that we really didn't do much. All we did was we were instruments in the Lord's hand, and then now over 50,000 people are reading the Book of Mormon together. It's pretty amazing.
This is a type of missionary service that's different. It's not face-to-face. It's not in person. But instead, it's using a type of social media in a really unique way and using it to spread the gospel. Do you feel like this is changing the way that we're going to look at missionary work going forward?
I think so. And I look back to Elder Bednar's recent talk at Education Week, and he emphasize social media and missionary work, and how social media is a way for the gospel to reach many countries around the world and in seconds. And we've even asked on the Instagram account where people are from, and we've had crazy countries all over where people are reading together. We have people in the Middle East and in China and all over Europe, all reading together. And so I definitely think social media is an amazing way to reach people all over the world, and it's the direction that missionary work is going.
So for people that aren't familiar with it, what's your Instagram handle? What's the name that people can look you up under?
So it's at BofM365. And so, anyone can look us up there. And actually on Facebook, we're the full spelling, where it's Book of Mormon 365. And we have, I think, about 6,000 followers on there. But if you're looking on Instagram, it's the @BofM365.
And what's next for you guys? Are you just going to continue to do this every year?
We actually haven't decided yet. We've been talking about it, and I think we need to sit down and pray about it, because it does take a lot of time. We've liked the emphasis it's had in accomplishing the goal in 2014. However, we do like the idea of it continuing on and more people joining in, and so we need to give it some more thought. We haven't decided yet.
What final message would you have for somebody who's feeling very intimidated about tackling the entire Book of Mormon? It can be kind of daunting to think, oh my gosh, I have to read every single day. It's going to get really overwhelming.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people feel that way. Even I felt that way. It's been great for us, because it's been hard for us to stay on track in the past to be able to read the Book of Mormon together. But actually, as the Book of Mormon's been split into 365 days, it's even less than a chapter every single day. And so I think if someone realizes that they don't even have to read a full chapter, it's usually around 20 verses, give or take, that they read each day, and it takes honestly less than 10 minutes to do. And we usually will read it at night before we go to bed. We're usually a day ahead of everyone else so that we can come up with the question and things like that. But I think that if people committed to a time of day that they were going to do it and realized that it only took less than 10 minutes to do, it's something that anyone can do. And also, a lot of people, I think they have to catch up from the beginning, that they're just now finding out about it, and they're like, oh no, I need to catch up. And that's, I mean, lots of days to catch up on, but we like it when people just join in where we're at, and then they can kind of catch up later, or start the Book of Mormon in 3rd Nephi and then end in 3rd Nephi. And so people shouldn't be intimidated by it, and also shouldn't be intimidated in commenting in our comment section, because everyone wants to hear everyone's insights, but also that it's just a little segment every day, and by the end of the year, everyone will be done.
Well, Chelsea Prince, the name and face, I guess, behind the Instagram handle that's just completely gone viral, B of M365. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your insight.
Thank you for having me.